What is good, everyone? Welcome back to Tati's podcast. Today it's gonna be a little bit of a chiller one. I had to be up at 8:30 tomorrow, 8:15 for driver's ed. It's 11:30 right now, and I can't go to bed. So I'm in my feels right now. You know, it's been rough. You know, I don't know how many times I say, you know. I don't know. I want to talk about mental health because I've been feeling like rough, you know. So basically, mental health, what is it? Well, if we go to Google right now, let's open up Google, or as some people say, Gaga, or Google, you know. It's crazy. Let's look up mental health. Alright. Definition. So basically, the definition of mental health is a person's condition with regard to their that's a big word. I'm so tired, guys. It's psychologist. Y'all know what it means, okay? Blank and emotional well-being. You look it up and say that word. Psychological? I think that's what it is. I don't even know, man. You know? And so basically, it's your emotional well-being. I'll say that. And it's rough. You know, a lot of people have their different opinions on it, honestly. The older generation, you know, they don't understand it as well. I don't want to say understand it as well, but like, I mean, I know a lot of people don't like see it as well. I know for me that like they think you can't self-identify, and I understand that. Like, it comes to a point where it's like, is it attention or is it not, you know? And I've met a lot of people that's for attention, you know, and it's crazy. And they might not listen. I don't know them, like, no, I know them personally. That's so bad. I was just gonna try and, like, pity them, but whatever. Like, some people can't go get help, you know, or, like, go to the doctor. The parents won't let the parent or guardian won't let them, you know, and they just are like, well, you're fine now, right? It's like, I don't wanna say yes. I've had a couple mental breakdowns where it's like, it's crazy. I went off my mom once, like, recently. I want to say recently, in the last 3-4 months ago. Like, it was crazy because she did not identify what was wrong with her children, you know. And I feel like that is a major aspect in just obviously your children. I'm going on Twitter right now. You know, and I feel like you need my mom, she is running away from her family. She is, okay. They are not good people. I will say that they are not at all. It's very rough for her, but they have mental illness in that family, and she's trying to run away from it. I feel like she's failing to identify it in her own children, and I told her that. I was like, you neglect us emotionally, okay? Anytime we want to talk emotionally, like, hey, this is how I'm feeling, you know? You shut it down, you know? And I talked to her about it, and she was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, and whatever. And, you know, people, actions speak louder than words. I always never believed that. I was like, no, that's bullshit. It's not. It really isn't, you know? I started to believe it when it did not show. My mom said, I'm sorry, you'll get you a therapist. Never happened. You know, and I've learned to get better by myself for 5 years. 5 years of pure torture, honestly, you know? And so, enough about me. For those of you who don't know, so what I've not been to a doctor for this, but I feel like I know myself pretty well to say that I have depression, and it's not like, ooh, I'm depressed, like just, you know, random whatever people saying it all the time, but it, yep. I know I make jokes about it. For those of you who are listening who know me, I do joke about it, but that's how you deflect feelings. That's whenever I always make jokes, and that's just a way of me defending my, or deflecting how I feel, you know. I'm actually a really nice person. I just sound like an ass most of the time because I'm like, I don't want people to see how sad I really am, so I make jokes about being sad. They're like, oh, she's making jokes, it's probably not true. Or maybe, like, oh, sure, she's, like, messed up low-key, but no one wants to say it, you know? Like, it's rough. Nowadays, I can't even, like, tell my friends now if anything's up, because I feel like a burden, and that's another thing. So, people, a lot of people feel like burdens, you know? And I don't blame them. I don't. I feel the same way. I feel like a burden to people I tell, and or who I try to talk to, and it's like, hey, yeah, I'm feeling this way. It's like, why put that on you? But at the same time, it's great to get it out. I mean, that's why I have this podcast. It's to let everything out that I'm feeling, you know. And I wasn't sure if I was gonna make this, because like, it's a very sensitive topic, of course. It is mental health. I'm just giving my personal experiences on this. Let's talk more about me. No, I'm kidding. See, it happened again. Now, so let me go back to, let's talk. The end of seventh grade is when it started. And I say about 5 years. Yeah, 5 years, and I did self-harm a lot. People look at my arms, they see it, you can still see it. The ones from 8th grade, the deep ones actually right now, they just went away, which is crazy, you know, but a lot of them are still there. And people judge. That's another thing. People judge like crazy about it. They're like, oh, you self-harm, this and that, you're not okay, you need help. I'm like, they won't want to talk. They're going to want to send you to go get help and everything. And it's like, they're going to be like, you need help. And it's just not right. I mean, thanks for telling me I need help. Clearly, I notice that I need help, right? But it might just be you're afraid to, or you don't want your parents to know. You don't want people to know that you trust this one person with how you feel, you know? And it's insane. And so, anyway, I basically, I don't know, I'm all over the place with this. Okay, so, cell phone, depression, anxiety, I don't want to say, like, anger issues and mental illness, but to me, it gets to the point where I'm like, I don't know who I am. I get very angry very easily when you say the right thing. like, I have a couple trigger words that really just set me off. And then I feel like I'm very patient. I don't get very, I'm not like patient, like, I can handle criticism. I love criticism so much. But, like I said, certain words do trigger me. And it's bad. It's nasty, you know. And it's messed up. Because people don't understand it. They're like, everyone gets angry. Well, do you punch the crap out of your walls? No. Like here, I'll give you an example. Say, your significant other cheats on you, right? And you're pissed, you're angry. Now everyone's gonna punch a wall, let's be real. But if it's like, one of my trigger words is lazy, if I'm being called lazy, I get, even right now, I get very, very angry and upset, and I just go at it. It's bad. It comes to the point where I'm scared of myself, but I don't know how to shut it off, you know? And a lot of people don't know that. I mean, yeah, I definitely see myself as a little intimidating and a little ugly, but also a very sweet person at the same time. It's very weird. A lot of people tell me, like, you know, you're a little intimidating, but you're also very sweet when, like, on the outside, like, if you didn't talk to me, you'd be like, oh, what the hell? But, like, if you see me, like, oh, and I'm like, hi, how are you? They're like, oh, she's not a bitch, you know? It's crazy, it's crazy. That's all I have to say. Back to mental health. So a lot of people, we have Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, at my school we do, in January, my dog is howling right now. Are you kidding me? It's 11:45, dog. What is wrong with you? No, she cries in her sleep. Well, that's another thing. Let's talk about that. So clearly she's having dog dreams, or you like to say, little doggy dreams. But it's definitely, like, PTSD, I think. Because, like, it's insane. Okay, I said that way too much and I really need to stop. But it's just, it is insane talking about this. Because if you think about it, like, you feel so alone with your mental health. You're like, no one understands. No one will fully understand. But there's people who will get it. You know, who will listen, who will get what you're saying, and might connect on some sort of level. They're not going to completely understand it because it's not them. It's you. And you can never explain your feelings completely, I feel like. You're feeling different things every single day. You're not going to your therapist every single day saying, hey, this is how I feel right now. This is how I feel right now. This, bam, bam. It's a lot. It's a lot of emotion, and but people can get it. That's just how I view it, you know. And so dogs, same thing. Their mental health is so important too. And I do want to do a podcast on dogs, I think, on animals, mostly dogs because I love dogs. on dogs definitely because. It's important to me, definitely. But, anyway, so my dog definitely has a little bit of PTSD. She's very skittish when it comes to things. And, which every dog, every rescue dog is. But every rescue dog, I feel, has, like, some sort of PTSD. For me, I don't want to say I have PTSD. But, like, I do have, like, a little traumatic thing that happened to me when I was younger. It's not like what your brains are probably thinking, like, ooh, what happened? Like, oh my god, like, what happened to her? No, literally, it's so stupid, but, like, it's also, like, very traumatic. I was born in Russia. I'll give you a little backstory. I was born in Russia. I was there for 8 months, right? Before my parents adopted me. And for 8 months, I was in a poor orphanage and all that. They only gave us cabbage to drink. So, like, blended cabbage or something, you know? And now, I cannot eat leafy greens for my life. If I had to, like, if someone was like, all right, if you eat the leafy greens, especially cabbage, I will not do lettuce. If it's drowned in ranch, I will. Okay, but not, depends. Like, it's only Caesar salad I'll eat. Sorta. But, if someone was like, here, you have to eat this one tiny piece of cabbage to save your life, I'd be like, yeah, I'm right. I won't do it. It's so bad. It's terrible. You know? But, like, even that experience, or also my sensory disorder, like, I hate people near me. I'm a very flirty person, too, which it's very weird. But I feel like because I got a taste of, like, ooh, wait, this kind of is actually nice, because also for 8 months, not being held only to be fed. That's why I love food so much. Only to be picked up when I'm being fed is not enough, you know? Especially for a little itty-bitty baby. I mean, I was probably sick, not gonna lie. But, like, you know? And so then, ew, can my emails go away, please? Oh my god, sorry for the clicking if you can hear that. Jeez, shut up! Oh, that's so annoying. Sorry, guys. What was I saying soon? Oh, like, it's the little things that matter, 100%. For mental health, I feel like it's not, for me at least, big gestures or big things are not my thing. You know, like, it ain't it, sis. And the little things count 100% more than the big gestures. Like, if you say, hey, we're gonna get you a therapist, and we're gonna this and that, whatever, we're gonna get you better, that's great. But did you ever stop to ask me, like, hey, how are you doing today? You know? And it's just that little, hi, how are you? I think a lot of people are missing in their life, you know? And I feel like a lot of people will appreciate that more than, like, here's this, here's that, here's everything you want. But to me, I would be like, hell yeah. I want that, hi, how are you, not all that crap. You know, and I don't know, it's just how I feel. So back to mental, like, to what I was saying, and to end this, okay, I'm playing with tape right now. I'm so, the ADHD is kicking in, I swear. To end this podcast tonight, just want to leave it like this. If you know someone who struggles, or I don't want to say has struggled, because I feel like it won't end. I'm sorry, to me, it won't end no matter what you do. It's always going to come back. Maybe not as severe as it was, but it will come back. And that's just something you have to deal with. But you're strong enough to get through it, you know? But just remember that little, hi, how are you? How are you really feeling? Or even just saying, hey, let's go do something. Get them out of the house, for me, is a big thing. Just remember that. And also, just be nice to everyone. You know, unless they're being a whole ass to you, don't be an ass to anyone. You don't know what they're going through. And something can trigger them easily. And if they are being an ass to you, I'll go back on what I just said. Just laugh it off. That's what I do. I'm like, haha, you think I'm a fat bitch? In my head, I'm like, look in the mirror, honey. But out loud, I'll say, thank you. I know I'm thick. You know? Y'all gotta learn how to be the queen at comebacks. That's where it's at, you know? Alright, guys. It is almost 12 o'clock right now. I'm going to go to bed. Hopefully. Hopefully I don't get sucked into another motorcycle video. Down spiral. I know this was all over the place. It wasn't like specific topics or anything. I just needed to rant about. I've been feeling down on myself for the past couple days. I've been meaning to record this, so yeah. So guys, if you want more, like another podcast on this, definitely like with specifics, you know, let me know. And yeah, so I'm gonna, or like what else I should talk about, definitely I'm gonna do my outro now. Definitely DM me on Instagram, of course. That is always where you can tell me what is up. If you do follow me on Snapchat, yeah, me on Snapchat, definitely send me something on there. But Instagram is where it's at Tatis underscore podcast, and that is TATEAS underscore podcast. Don't forget to by the way, I have a YouTube channel for my vlogs, so definitely subscribe there. There's some tea that happens there, which is great, which I have to edit some videos tomorrow night because I'm not doing it tonight. Definitely go check that out. And is that all? Make sure to subscribe here, and also on Instagram, definitely DM me or leave a comment saying if I should have a schedule or not. On which days would you like me to post these podcasts? And also, should I make them longer than 20 minutes? I know today's episode is definitely longer than 20 minutes just because it was a very, I don't want to say a sensitive topic that I didn't even go in depth into, okay? I talk about me most of the time. But yeah, definitely let me know. Oh god, I'm so tired. I will see you all in the next one. Peace out, ladies and gentlemen.